Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
All right, for our Facebook friends, I think we had the volume up too high. I hope this is a better answer for you. Doing the best I can here. All right. Shut up! Thank you. All right, so next, we've got State Senator. Hold on, let me get him up. Phone. Tim. All right. State's Senator Tom Willis. He is Shelleymore Capito's worst nightmare. Shelleymore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, the United States Senate. Tom Willis is running for the Republican nomination for United States Senate in West Virginia. He is our very special guest. Tom, welcome to welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Dimitri. Great to be back with you. How you doing?
Terrific, thank you. Terrific. Give the listeners a little bit background on you. My sources indicate that you're an Eagle Scout. Is that right?
You've got good sources, my friend. Yes. Well, I'm an Eagle Scout. Yes, I'm a Special Forces Green Beret, still serving in the West Virginia National Guard after 25 years and counting. I'm a West Virginia business owner. I own a couple of businesses. I have a litigation law firm with three offices, a title escrow company, and some real estate investment. And I'm a state senator. I'm currently the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the state Senate, and we are getting reared up to start session tomorrow, actually.
All right. And your District 15 is Berkeley, Hampshire, Morgan County. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Great. So what's going to be the big deal in Charleston starting tomorrow?
Well, we're going to focus on economic development and making West Virginia the best state in the country in which to do business, or at least the top five. That's my goal for this year. So my team on the Judiciary Committee, that's what we're working on. That's what I have my attorneys and my staff working on, doing a state-by-state comparison of our legal and regulatory and case law precedence framework so that we can make West Virginia a wonderful place to do business. So we attract businesses and we make it easier for our homegrown entrepreneurs. So we create jobs and economic prosperity for everyone. That's a major push. Another priority for me, Dimitri, is taking a really hard look at our child welfare CPS, Child Protective Services system. There's some states that have what are in my opinion a better system. And so we're going to try to make West Virginia one of the best places to grow up as a kid. Also, many other items, but those are my two priorities going into session.
All right. You should come to this Ignite Hope event next Saturday at the White Palace here in Wheeling. Stacy Gilson, they already have more than 100 tickets sold. They're going to be selling a lot more. It's a very, very big deal thing. Be great opportunity for people to meet you, and you can talk about, you know, human trafficking and all the issues regarding protecting children in the state of West Virginia. It would sound like a natural to me, especially up here where a lot of the GOP is, in fact, rhinos. So I think this might be a very good thing. Hey, most important question, National Guard, are you, I hope I'm using the right terminology, are you still an active member of the National Guard? Could you be called up and sent to Chicago to stop all the craziness there, or Minnesota?
Oh, I absolutely could. So I'm not serving on active duty military orders, but I am an active member of the Guard. I'm still a serving member of the West Virginia National Guard. So I'm a reservist, or in the colloquial term, I'm on weekend warrior status. So I drill once a month with my unit, and we serve, you know, each summer 2 or 3 months. But absolutely, I could be mobilized and deployed at any time. And frankly, I thought I was going to be on the deployment to Washington, D.C. We were monitoring our orders and who was getting picked for that mission, you know, up until midnight the night before, and everybody had to ship out at, you know, 4 a.m. the next morning. So, I could have easily been on that mission to D.C., amongst others. But if something, you know, if World War III happens, I'm going into uniform, absolutely.
Good for you. National Guard, tell me about Andrew Wolf.
Yes. So Andrew Wolf, he's a member of the West Virginia National Guard. Your listeners may know he was one of the two West Virginia Guard members that was shot by that Muslim terrorist that drove cross country from Washington State. He assassinated, murdered Sarah Beckstrom. You know, we had her funeral a few weeks ago. Very, very emotional, very heartbreaking. You know, to see her parents and the loss that they suffered from that attack. Andrew was also shot in the head. He was in intensive care for many days. Now he's at Walter Reed. He's going through physical therapy and rehabilitation. I've communicated with his father. The most recent news we have is he was able to have lunch with his parents, and so he's showing good signs of recovery. The family's asking that we keep them in our prayers.
Thank God for that. Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's Wrinkled Rhino, the Grand Dam of the Archmore political dynasty, the Archmorons. She's running for re-election. Help me understand, why in God's name did President Trump endorse her?
Well, first of all, I was not in the race yet when President Trump endorsed her, and so we're working on that, and we'll keep you posted on that. But I wasn't in the race, and frankly, I think it was a quid pro quo. That was during the negotiations for the Big Beautiful Bill, Dimitri, if you remember. And you know, I remember, I think it was Alaska and Hawaii, you know, their senators were actually able to negotiate something of value for their state in the form of they get a waiver from some of the requirements of the bill to help their state. West Virginia, all we got was an endorsement for her, for U.S. Senate, and her son to be appointed to district attorney for the Southern District. So other states got things for their citizens. Our Senator, Shelley Moore Capito, got stuff for her and her family, and just one of the many reasons why she needs to go.
Wow, that's U.S. attorney, right, for the Southern District, U.S. attorney?
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
Great. So help me understand, why does the Republican Party here in West Virginia, especially Ohio County, have so many rhinos, undocumented Democrats? They just made an announcement a few days ago that they, this Ohio County GOP, wanted to have Democrats turn independent so that they could pick the Republican candidate in an open primary. Fortunately, cooler heads prevailed in Charleston and said, no, this is not going to happen. But how bad a problem is it with these rhinos, Republicans in name only, in the Republican Party in West Virginia?
Well, it's a big problem, Dimitri, and we struggle with it down here in the Capitol as well. At this point, you know, everyone knows the Democrat Party has just gone so far to the left. I mean, they've completely abandoned what we would consider our traditional West Virginia family values. You know, they assaulted our coal industry, our coal jobs. I mean, hurt our economy to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. So the reality is they understand it's unlikely they're going to get elected as a Democrat in this state. And so they're switching to Republicans. And we deal with it every day down here in Charleston. We have, quote, Republicans who were Democrats just yesterday. They still debate like Democrats. They still vote like Democrats. And so it's a challenge. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I appreciate your show, because you have a talent for smoking out conservatives versus rhinos, and you know the voters need to pay attention. I mean, character matters, experience matters, and you know the principles in which a candidate believes matters. That's how they're going to govern, and that's one of the reasons why I'm running, because you know Shelley has shown her colors. She voted for red flag gun confiscation, so we can't trust her with our Second Amendment rights. You know, she skipped the vote to keep boys out of girls' sports. That bill failed. Intentionally so. She's been pro-abortion her whole career. She recently flip-flopped, you know, just in time for this election. But she did vote to keep funding for Planned Parenthood when she had a chance to vote against it. You know, she's ranked one of the top insider traders in the U.S. Senate. She voted for the Afghan refugee resettlement program. Not only voted for it, but was on the public airways advocating for it.
My God.
Which led directly to the tragedy that we were talking about earlier, where Sarah Beckstrom and Andrew Wolf were shot by one of those Afghan refugees that came in. So for all those reasons, you know, her colors have shown through, and it's time for a change.
No question about that. Did she ever apologize for that vote?
No. In fact, in typical politician fashion, using politician in the worst sense of the word, she was on the airwaves in 21-22 advocating to bring these 70,000 Afghans into our country. And then after the tragedy in Washington, D.C., when this Afghan refugee assaulted our West Virginia National Guard soldiers, she went on the airways and said, we should have really vetted these people better. You know, this wasn't such a good idea to bring all these people in, acting like she had never supported it in the first place. So just complete hypocrisy, unfortunately.
Unbelievable. Speaking of complete hypocrisy on the part of the RINOs in the United States Senate, I've got a list of things here that they should be voting on and have not done so, including Shelley Moore Capito. They had voted against codifying DOGE foreign aid spending cuts. Tell me about that.
This one blows my mind, Dimitri. I mean, of all the low-hanging fruit that you should be in favor of, I mean, think about the opportunity cost. We had this guy, Elon Musk, one of the most brilliant persons probably to ever walk the planet. He takes time off from his work and his businesses to serve the American taxpayer. He finds all these areas that need to be cut, that are wasteful, that are certainly not America first. He serves it up on a silver platter. All you have to do is codify it at that point. Pass the bill, make the cuts. And 26 Republicans failed to do so, including Shelley Moore Capito. It blows my mind. And this goes back to what I was talking about, Dimitri. You know, I've actually served overseas. I've worked in three different embassies in Peru, in Kuwait, in Israel. I did some time in Bahrain and in Qatar and the embassies down there. I've been on the inside of these embassies. I've worked hand in hand with USAID. You know, I have the experience. I speak the languages. I've seen the programs that we're talking about cutting, and I can tell you that they need to be cut. They need to be cut. There are things domestically that are much higher priority. And in any event, with a $39 trillion debt, we shouldn't be having programs like that in the first place. So it's inexcusable, in my opinion, that they did not codify the DOGE cuts.
They haven't done much of anything. There's a whole list of things like the SAVE Act for voter citizenship proof. The House passed it. It's in the Senate. Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, is the fourth most powerful member in the United States Senate. When Mitch McConnell was the leader of the Senate, she was always standing on his right-hand side anytime he had any sort of a news conference, even when he was frozen up and all that. She was there. She's the fourth most powerful United States senator, and she's done nothing even for this. It's a no-brainer for Republicans, especially the SAVE Act for voter citizenship proof. What's going on with that?
Yeah, it blows my mind. That's a complaint I hear all across the state, honestly, Dimitri. I've been barnstorming the state. You know, obviously she has the lobbyist fundraising machine. She's got a lot of Green New Deal energy companies that are funding her. So we have to work the ground game to counteract her airways game. And what I see when I run all across the state, Dimitri, you know, folks are just, they're tired. She's been there too long. And they always ask me, what has she done? You know, what has she done in the last 25, 30 years that she's been in politics? You know, she's always in the photos, but what has she actually done?
Oh, the media, slobbering media here in West Virginia love Shelley Moore Capito. They love her. Because, again, it's all Democrats. It's all liberals. And, of course, you know, this is the best Republican that there could possibly be. Someone who looks like a Republican, but in fact is a Democrat. I mean, it's pathetic, the coverage that she gets, even here in the Upper Ohio Valley. I just want to just puke. It's like, do you not understand what this woman stands for and, you know, who she is and all that? By the way, how rich did she get over the years? What is she worth now? How many hundreds of millions of dollars is she worth?
Well, I'm not sure. I know it's millions and millions of dollars. I know that. I know that. To the best of my knowledge, you know, she's never owned a business. She's never had to, you know, understand a profit and loss statement. She's never had to make payroll before. She's never served in the military. But she is ranked as one of the highest insider traders in the U.S. Senate by some of the rating agencies that do that. And by the way, the other rating agencies, the conservative voting rating agencies like FreedomWorks and Heritage Action and CPAC, they give her the same F rating for conservative voting that they gave to Nancy Pelosi. So it's one of the reasons we call her the Nancy Pelosi of the U.S. Senate, with that F conservative voter rating. And on the other hand, I have 100% conservative voter rating. from conservative voting agencies monitoring our state legislature.
Okay. A live exclusive interview with Tom Willis. He is a state senator of West Virginia. He is running for the Republican nomination for United States Senate against West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito, the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, the Archmorons. More with him in just a bit. Willis is W-I-L-L-I-S, Tom, his first name, so more with him. Download the River Network app. Got a short break here coming up. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Big Willie 105.5. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. I'm also the force multiplier of truth. And now, today, a little bit later on this morning, you are going to have a chance to be in a contest to get to meet Joe DeMessina, meet her backstage before the concert, have the see the concert as well. We're going to be taking calls and maybe the fifth, maybe the 10th caller, I don't know. But that'll be this morning. Your name goes into a drawing. We're going to be doing this every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Joe DeMessina. Shelley Moore Capito. God, kill me. Anyway, so we've got all that and more, including Dimitri Graffiti, all coming up next.